This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Deanna, take us through your reasoning for being here so early to be able to contribute and donate your turkeys.
Well, I think it's important for the city mission, and it gives us an opportunity to see the Sabres. So it's a twofold win. We come every year and we take the kids, and it's a family tradition along with the turkeys.
Very nice. So this is not your first rodeo with the turkeys for tickets here?
No, we love coming, and I'm retired now, so I can sit here and just wait.
What is this, the earliest that you've been here? What is the earliest that you've come down here to wait?
Usually it starts at 6. So this year they changed it from Wegmans to Tops. So they started at 7, and of course I didn't read properly. So we were here at 5:30, but it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. And it helps that you're retired too, right?
Yeah, and it's a beautiful morning. You can't ask for anything better than this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could be snowing.
Yeah, I understand. How are you prepared for winter? I mean, is it kind of surprising to you that we haven't seen much activity for the winter this year already?
No, not at all. No, and out in Boston, I'm up on the hill, we get feet of snow. And I'd like to sit and watch, and I watch the deer in the snow, and it's all good. He works.
when it comes to the lack of snow or anything like that, I mean, we've seen for the past couple of years with this event, either it's already snowed or the area is getting prepared for a massive snowstorm. I mean, for it to not be accumulating or anything like that locally here, does that surprise you?
It's very nice. It's a nice surprise for a change. It's taken us, we used to live in Lackawanna. We work at Buffalo General, mm-hmm. and it has taken us 3 hours for a 10-minute ride at times to get to the hospital. So that's not fun.
Anything different with your preparations for this winter compared to maybe winters past? Anything that you're preparing for differently this time around?
Way ahead of the game. Everything's winterized, the plows are ready, the snowblowers are ready, we're ready, snow tires are on, we're way ahead.